drugged to improve their behaviour and without their parents' consent. That was how one school treated its pupils back in the 1960s. This programme has found evidence that the Home Office approved experimental drug trials on children in residential schools. Files we've seen at the National Archives show at Richmond Hill Approved School in Yorkshire, some of the most disruptive boys were given an anti-epileptic drug to see if it improved how they behaved. A similar trial was planned at a girls' school 60 miles away, but it was blocked, as Sancha Berg now reports.
The parade ground stretched from here
All
the way back.
Bob Hamill shows me round what used to be Richmond Hill Approved School for Boys in North Yorkshire. Now it's a smart housing estate.
There's no gate on. We used to make a lot of play about this. This is not a prison. Yeah. There were no gates, there were no bars, but there were boys.
Bob came here as a teacher in 1968 and lived in the school with his young family. There were around 80 boys here, aged 15 and up. Approved schools were somewhere between a children's home and Borstal. Boys were sent by the courts, but not locked up. Richmond Hill had a tough reputation, but Bob told me boys and staff got on well.
It's a fact that we did occasionally have circumstances which were perhaps less than delightful. Boys did abscond, boys did bully one another from time to time. But by and large, on a 7-day period over a week, the issues were very pleasantly approached and very pleasantly resolved, in my opinion.
Bob had no idea that when he was here, some of the boys had been enrolled in an experimental drug trial. According to files I found at the National Archives, the school psychiatrist, Dr. Hawkins, wanted to give some of the most disruptive boys a drug called Beclomide, an anticonvulsant prescribed for epilepsy. It had not been widely tested on troubled adolescents. The Home Office psychiatrist, Dr. Pamela Mason, strongly endorsed the plan.
From the clinical or practical point of view, these are the boys that can produce considerable problems within a school. And this sort of research into possible drug treatment is to be welcomed. I would recommend maximum support for this project.
The boys' parents were not consulted. The school doctors told the headmaster there was no need, and the Home Office did not object. Bob was horrified.
What really did shock me more than anything is the fact that parental consent was not sought and was not thought to be necessary by the powers that be. That was, in my opinion, an unacceptable behaviour as far as the establishment that I worked in was concerned, and it was certainly one that would have been shared by my colleagues.
The trial did go ahead, with boys being given the drug for 6 months, but the outcome is not listed in the file, nor could I find any record in the medical journals. As the Richmond Hill trial got underway, another was proposed at a girls-approved school, Springhead Park, near Leeds. It was again the school psychiatrist's suggestion. Dr. Joyce Galbraith told the Home Office, in confidence, she believed the school was out of control and suggested all the girls be given haloperidol, an antipsychotic, then used as a sedative.
My suggestion is that we should try some form of drug trial to see if, by allaying the anxiety of the girls chemically, we might perhaps settle the school a little bit more and give the staff an opportunity to put their own house in order.
Dr. Mason, once more, supported the idea, saying it sounded a valuable treatment approach to the problems of younger, immature, disturbed adolescent girls. As for parental consent, the managers were told that was up to them. Sheila Sunner was then headmistress. The files show she objected to the trial, as she explained to me.
They weren't mentally sick kids. They were maladjusted kids, except the stray one who might have had epileptic fits and things like that. But no, they weren't mentally ill kids.
Were you surprised that the Home Office endorsed this and supported it?
No, I think, I think the Home Office at that time was scratching their heads about what they were going to do with this generation of maladjusted kids. Because, as I say, the approved schools were full and there were a lot of them.
The managers blocked the trial. Not everyone in the Home Office approved of it either. One official wrote that she shuddered at the thought of how an experiment of this kind could sound if members of Parliament found out about it.
Sancha Berger reporting there. If anybody listening was a pupil at Richmond Hill at the same time, we'd be interested in hearing from you. Today at bbc.co.uk is always our email address.